and move forward. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. A divided U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that Alabama can proceed with the execution of Alan Miller, who was convicted in a 1999 workplace shooting. In a 5-4 decision, the justices vacated an injunction that prevented Miller from being put to death by lethal injection. Lower courts had blocked the lethal injection after Miller's attorneys argued the state lost its paperwork requesting alternative execution methods.
Miller said he left the paperwork in a slot in his cell for a guard to pick up, selecting nitrogen hypoxia as his preferred way to die. In this method, one breathes in only nitrogen and is deprived of oxygen.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. During his trial, Miller was found to be mentally ill, but was not found to be insane. Former President Trump is still hedging about a 2024 run for the White House. Fox's Sean Hannity asked him about it.
I'm not allowed to legally. Okay. If I said it,
I got it,
you know, it has a whole, it's ridiculous.
President Biden has not officially said it, that he's running for re-election. Once a person declares candidacy, certain rules go into effect when it comes to fundraising. With about 7 weeks to go to the midterm elections, leaders of both sides in the Senate are ramping up the rhetoric.
It's amazing that the election is around the corner and Republicans are still struggling to show a united front that appeals to the American people. Their fundamental problem is that the GOP is now the party of MAGA extremism.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
They aren't addressing any of the problems that keep moms and dads up at night. They aren't tackling any of the issues that are leaving small business owners unable to pay their bills or unsafe in inner city locations. Or both.
Republican leader Mitch McConnell. Republicans are expected to gain seats in the House, according to the latest Fox News power rankings, though the Senate is considered a toss-up. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Assault charges have been dropped against a man who slapped the back of former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani.
A deal is in place for the dismissal of charges against a New York man who slapped Rudy Giuliani's back in a Staten Island supermarket in June. The Richmond County District Attorney's Office says if the man stays out of trouble for 6 months, the charges will be dropped. The incident happened during Giuliani's visit to a supermarket in support of his son Andrew's campaign seeking the Republican nomination for New York governor. The man walked past Giuliani and touched his back with an open palm and said something before walking away. Giuliani, the former personal lawyer for former President Trump, said it felt like someone had shot him and the man was arrested and charged. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Following in the steps of the Federal Reserve, the Bank of England has raised a key interest rate by 0.5 percentage point, the highest level in 14 years. Yesterday, the Fed raised a key rate by 0.75 percentage point. An electric car maker with another recall.
Tesla has issued a recall for over 1 million vehicles because of a window automatic reversal system that may not react correctly after detecting an obstruction, meaning some fingers could be pinched with too much force before the window reverses direction. The recall affects certain 2017 to 2022 Model 3, 2020 to 2021 Model Y, and 2021 to 22 Models S and X vehicles. The fix would be an over-the-air update. Tesla says it's not aware of any injuries related to the faulty automatic reversal system. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Some Betty White memorabilia is about to hit the auction block. Julian's Auction says it's selling more than 1,600 things from her estate, from dresses she wore to award shows, plus decorations and furnishings from her home. The auction begins tomorrow and runs through Sunday. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.